Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. And as usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. Saturn will be setting just after sunset in the west at around 6:42 p.m. Now, the moon is currently passing through its new moon phase, so the sky will be nice and dark. And this week, that means it's going to be perfect for spotting the Taurid meteor shower. And it's going to peak Thursday the 12th. The meteors can be seen towards the constellation of Taurus, which is located towards the east.
And about what time?
You want to be looking around about midnight.
And we have a follow-up today on a story that we had recently.
So, right, we are going to revisit the mystery of the Kepler Space Telescope data that was observed around a star 1,500 light-years away. The data that was collected by Kepler with the help of several Mauna Kea observatories showed that something very strange was orbiting around the distant star. It was especially strange since astronomers had ruled out planets and other potential natural sources.
I know that it attracted the interest of people at SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
That's right. This group of highly respected professional astronomers use radio telescopes to search the galaxy for possible signals produced by a technological civilization. They have been listening to this distant star now for a few weeks.
What sort of tool are they using to observe this?
Well, they're using a radio telescope. It's actually a fairly new one called the Allen Telescope Array. It's a privately funded telescope with funding coming from the co-founder of Microsoft, Paul Allen. Now, they've been listening to this distant star, listening out for certain types of radio waves. And right now, they haven't found anything. However, the astronomers have only been looking in a very narrow band. There's still plenty of radio spectrum for them to study, and so they will continue to listen to KIC 846-2852 FM.
And that's how many light years away?
1,500 light years. So essentially, any signals that we do pick up, if there are any, would have taken around 1,500 years to travel to us here on the Earth.
Generated.
Around about the time of the Roman Empire.
So if we have any kind of communication with anybody, it's going to be some long-term relay information. I know who will be reporting on it. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. And as usual, we thank you for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.